Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, January 30th. I'm Mark Daniels. We are all set for Super Bowl 57. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs at Lincoln Financial Field in the NFC title game. Eagles ran all over the 49ers, 31-7. Miles Sanders with a couple of touchdowns. Jalen Hurts with a rushing TD. Piled up 148 yards on the ground. Controlled the clock for over 37 minutes and roughed up the Niners. Knocked out Brock Purdy with an elbow injury in the first half. His backup four-stringer Josh Johnson had to leave with a concussion. Niners were held to just 164 yards of offense. And Philly head coach Nick Sirianni says a lot of hard work over the past year paid off.
Whether you were dreaming about it when you were 2, 10, 14, 18, or when you got in the NFL, this is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
They left no doubt for sure. Sanders says we beat the 49ers by beating them up.
I just like how we won against a team that claims that they physical and, you know, got a lot of players on the same side. You know, we match up pretty well, and the way we won today is just it's very satisfying.
The clock finally struck midnight for the seventh round draft choice. Brock Purdy, who hadn't lost since taking over as a starter, tasting defeat one step short.
Say, oh, I got your whole career, but man, these guys have told me like it's rare to get here, and so it's hard. It's not easy, so. Man, it's more for those guys, and you know, I feel for those guys, man, more than anything.
Eagles will make their fourth trip to the Super Bowl and looking for their second win after taking the title 5 years ago over New England. And they'll get the Kansas City Chiefs, who are no strangers to the final game, as they are heading back for the third time in 4 years, beating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 at Arrowhead. Harrison Butker hitting a 45-yard field goal with 3 seconds left, his third boot of the game, set up by Patrick Mahomes, not with a throw, but with a run. On his high ankle sprain and one leg, he hightailed it to the sidelines to convert a big rushing first down in the final minute, and then got 15 more yards tacked on when Joseph Osai hit him with a penalty out of bounds to set up the game-winning kick. But it was Mahomes who said, "It was the trainers who set me up to play in this game."
The training staff, Julie, did a great job of getting me enough range and mobility that I was able to protect myself. And at the end of the game there, I had a run to get the first down, and it got us into field goal range. So credit to them.
Chiefs lost a couple of receivers, Kadarius Toney and Mecole Hardman, to injuries, but former Packer Marquez Valdes-Scantling had a big game. 6 receptions, 116 yards, and a touchdown. Travis Kelce, 7 for 78, and a score. But head coach Andy Reid says it was my defensive line that really set the tone in this one, harassing Joe Burrow, bouncing him around, forcing a couple of interceptions.
Chris Jones had an unbelievable game, along with Frank Clark. I mean, constantly in the backfield, and just busted their tail. I mean, it was, what a performance they had.
A year ago, Bengals beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead to advance to the Super Bowl, but they could not make it 2 in a row. Head coach Zach Taylor has no regrets.
No, I'm just proud of this team. You know, I'm proud of the character of these men, and this is where your character is going to be tested the most, in moments like this, when it's fresh and raw, and, you know, you were so close to winning an AFC championship back-to-back. Going to the Super Bowl on the road.
It will be Kansas City and Philadelphia, Glendale, Arizona, in 13 days. Some other football news on the weekend. Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting that the Packers may be open to trading Aaron Rodgers. Says league sources have indicated to him he believes the Packers prefer to move on from Rodgers after 18 years and 4 most valuable player trophies. We'll have to stay tuned on that one. Packers apparently ready to lose Jerry Gray, the secondary coach and defensive passing game coordinator, to the Atlanta Falcons, creating an opening on Matt LaFleur's coaching staff. His brother Mike LaFleur landed on his feet and fired his OC of the Jets. He's going to hook on with the Los Angeles Rams as the offensive coordinator. Dallas Cowboys letting go of their offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, a mutual parting of the ways. And Miami Dolphins hiring Vic Fangio, the veteran defensive coordinator, to take over the D in Miami. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks beat the New Orleans Pelicans Sunday night at Pfizer Forum 135-110, their fourth in a row. What a performance from Giannis Antetokounmpo. In 30 minutes, he puts up 50 points with 13 rebounds. What a freak show.
Tried to get downhill, tried to get to my spots, kind of tried to work on myself, tried to get back in rhythm. just make plays.
He made a lot of plays. Drew Holiday added 17 for the Bucks, but he says it sure was fun watching the freak go off.
Just makes it look easy, really. And just a little bit of everything. A lot of layups, a lot of threes, kind of runaway threes. That was nice. I think that last one. But making passes, making plays, rebounding, just doing a lot of everything. So him just being him.
That's for sure. It's his 10th 40-plus point game this season. Second in a row, he had 41 in their win at Indiana on Friday night. Bucks now 33-17, remain third in the East, 2.5 games behind Boston, and they'll be back at it hosting Charlotte on Tuesday night. Hornets, a 122-117 winner over the Miami Heat on Sunday. Memphis Grizzlies beat the Indiana Pacers 112-100. Cleveland Cavaliers over the LA Clippers 122-99. College basketball on Sunday, top-ranked Purdue beat Michigan State 77-61. Number 21 Providence over Villanova 70-65. Nova will be next for the Marquette Golden Eagles as they whipped DePaul on Saturday 89-69. Outscored him 56-37 in the second half. David Joplin hit 28. Tyler Kolick with 24. Marquette 17-5, 9-2, sharing the Big East lead with Xavier. And the Badgers continue to struggle, falling at home to Illinois on Saturday, 61-51. They've dropped 6 out of 7. Matthew Mayer led the Illini with 26. Chucky Hepburn had 15 for the Badgers. They are now 12-8, 4-6 in the Big Ten. They'll be at Ohio State on Thursday. In the Horizon League, Milwaukee Panthers beat Northern Kentucky 75-74 with a huge rally. They were down 20 at the half, 23 points down early in the second half, but B.J. Freeman had 23, went 17-17 from the line, and that gets Milwaukee into a four-way tie for the Horizon League lead with Northern Kentucky, Cleveland State, and Youngstown State, all at 9-3 in conference play. Wright State sent the Green Bay Phoenix to their 13th consecutive loss, 77-46 the final. Phoenix were down 41-16 at the half. Randy Tucker and Cade Meyer each had 10. GB now 0-2 under interim head coach Freddie Owens, and 2-21 on the season, 1-11 in conference play. St. Norbert Green Knights beat Benedictine 82-67. Evan Glazer with 17. They're 9-3 in the NACC, 12-7 overall. Lakeland beat Illinois Tech 81-79 with a huge rally late. They were down 6 points with 14 seconds left, but rallied to win. Kai Bulyuks with a three-point play with only 6 seconds remaining proved to be the difference. Cam Yeager led with 27. Muskies now 10-8 on the season. In women's college basketball, St. Norbert beat Benedictine 71-39. Casey Gersak with 19 on Saturday. They are a perfect 12-0 in the NACC, 16-3 overall. Lakeland women beat Illinois Tech 89-54. Ellie Felsinger with 18 points and 10 rebounds. They're 10-9, but 8-4 in conference play. IUPUI beat Milwaukee 78-68 on Saturday. Emma Whitmer's house with 25 for the Panthers, who dropped to 7-13 on the season. Jaguars are next for the Green Bay Phoenix women. They will play Monday night at the Crest Event Center. GB will need a win to stay even with Cleveland State and Youngstown State atop the Horizon League standings. On Sunday, Badger women blew a 15-point second-half lead, lost to Northwestern 70-67. Sarah Williams at 21. They are 7-15, 2-8 in Big Ten action. On the ice, Carolina beat Boston 4-1. Toronto a 5-1 winner over the Washington Capitals. Closer to home, in college hockey, Wisconsin men swept by Notre Dame 5-3 and 3-1. Now 10-16 on the season. Eighth-ranked Wisconsin women, though, swept St. Thomas 6-1 and 3-0. They are 27-1 on the season. St. Norbert, ranked 12th in Division III. They split with Trine, winning 4-2 on Friday, losing in 3-2 overtime game on Saturday. Now 12-7-2 on the season. St. Norbert women, ranked number 14 in Division III, swept Marion College 2-1 and 3-0 to get to 15-3-3, 11-0-1 in the NCHA. And the Green Bay Gamblers swept Madison, winning 4-3 on the road Friday, coming back home to win 7-4 at the Rush Center on Saturday. 5 straight for the Gamblers, now 21-10, 1-1, 44 points, running second in the USHL's Eastern Conference. In tennis, first Grand Slam titles are awarded, the Australian Open, and the women's champion, Aryna Sabalenka, her first ever Grand Slam title. A 4-6, 6-3, 6-4 win over Elena Rybakina. And on the men's side, Novak Djokovic, a straight set victory over Stefanos Tsitsipas for his 10th Australian Open championship and his 22nd Grand Slam title, tying Rafael Nadal for the most all-time. And the PGA Tour played the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines in La Jolla, California. Max Homa taking the title at 13 under par, a 2-shot victory over Keegan Bradley. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.